This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We talk a lot on this program about how what's happening in the national economy really kind of depends on how people are feeling in their own economies. So today, an interview along those lines, financial diaries of 235 American households tracked over the course of a year down to the dollar, so pretty specific, as a way to find out why people feel the way they feel about their economies. Jonathan Burdock is a professor of public policy and economics at New York University. Rachel Schneider is senior vice president at the Center for Financial Services Innovation. Their book is called The Financial Diaries, How American Families Cope in a World of Uncertainty. Welcome to the program.
Thanks. We're so happy to be here.
Yeah, this is great. Thank you.
The image you all use in the book, Rachel, is not the financial high wire act that we hear so much about when we're talking about personal finances in this country. Rather, it's a rocky, boulder-strewn road.
We do. We do think of it that way because, you know, we had this image, and it was really kind of a visual image. You picture this idea of a life over years, right? And it's this upward arc that we imagine, that you start out going to school, and then you get your first job, and then maybe you get married, you buy a house, and you over time earn more and more. And occasionally, sometimes maybe something's going to go wrong, push you off that arc. But that if you save, plan, eventually you'll end up in a better place. And that's not really what we saw people experience. What we saw people experiencing was much more of an ongoing up and down, and not necessarily with an upward trend. And that leads people to really feel insecure and worried and stressed in a different way than I think we've really understood before.
There's a couple in the introduction to this book. Jeremy, and for the life of me, I can't remember his wife's name, and I apologize for that. He's an
Becky.
He's an auto mechanic, and he's working overnights, and again, it's a volatile set of paychecks. But they eventually choose lower pay in order to get some stability. I mean, people are actually sacrificing to, I guess, Rachel, avoid that boulder-strewn road, right?
They are. You know, the Pew Charitable Trust asked this survey question in a national survey. They said, would you prefer greater stability or moving up the income ladder? And shockingly, 92% of Americans say stability. And so Becky and Jeremy are really acting on that same instinct. And it's really gives you this window into how people are thinking about their life, like what matters most. And we think in America that what matters most is mobility. Right now, mm-hmm. What matters most for a lot of people is stability.
Is that an artifact of the recession and how, despite the headline numbers, so many people in this country, Jonathan, never got back to where they wanted to be?
We don't think it is. And of course, No one did this kind of study, you know, before the recession, so we can't really compare. But we see this shift happening really since the 80s. That jobs have changed, those sort of steady administrative, clerical, manufacturing, repair jobs that used to be in the middle of the economy and employed so many people and provided solid lives. You know, those jobs have disappeared and increasingly are jobs that are not only pay less but are less secure. And so we see a story that's really been happening for a long time but that the recession has revealed. And so the big shift now is when we think about insecurity, it's not so much about, you know, will I have a job, right? It's not so much about employment. It's about insecurity within a job. It's Jeremy, the truck mechanic, who has a steady job, but he doesn't have steady hours and he doesn't have steady pay. And that's really the key.
There are broad themes in this book, spending, saving, borrowing, debt, earning is another one. What though, Rachel, here comes the hard question. What's the answer, right? What's the answer?
It is a hard question. You know, the big theme that really where we landed after doing all of this research and spending a lot of hours trying to process what we thought it meant was a theme about risk and the idea that individual families, individual people are bearing the risks of our economy instead of trying to spread those risks out over across institutions. So Jeremy's story is exactly that. He's bearing the ups and downs of demand in their employer's services. And really what we need is for larger institutions, employers, financial institutions, government, municipalities, right, name it, to take on a bigger share of the risk that families are experiencing.
The book is called The Financial Diaries. Jonathan Murdoch is a professor of public policy and economics at NYU. Rachel Schneider is at the Center for Financial Services Innovation. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.